वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायतासौ विश्वम्भरो विजवरो विवधर्मपालो वन्दे जगत्प्रिय करो अवतारो आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभदिव्यच्च विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो अवदान्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशीलो हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पति गोपीकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते बरहापीरं नटवरवपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारं बिभ्रद्वाष कनककपीशं वैजयन्तीं च मालम् रन्धान् वेणो रधरसुधया पूरयन् गोपबिन्दै वृन्दारण्यं सपदरमणं प्राविशद्गीतकीर्ति वेणुं कनन्तम् अरविन्ददलाय साक्ष्यं बर्हावतंशं वसिताम्बुदसुन्दराङ्गं कन्दर्पकोटिकमनीयविशेषशोभं गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि अङ्गश्यमलिमच्छटाभिरभितो मन्दिकृतेन्दिवरम् जाड्यं जागुररचिषं विदधतं पट्रं वरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यविलासीनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरम् राधास्कन्धनिवेशितो जलभुजम् दामोदरम् रक्तकाञ्चनगौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विशभानुसूते देवी प्रणमामि हरि राधे वृन्दावनाधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निजपदाब्ज दास्यं मह्यं प्रदीयताम् वृन्दायै तुलसीदेव्यै प्रियायै केशवस्य च कृष्णभक्तिपरे देवी सत्त्वत्यै नमो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री भक्तवृन्द। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody wants good. And do not want and does not want bad. Everybody wants good one. Good situation. Good pleasure. But what does this mean? This sort of wanting is of two kinds. One for self-satisfaction, satisfaction of his own senses, but the other is opposite of it, for the satisfaction of Lord. Good, what do bound soul understand by this? What is your good? What do you want? Can you tell? We want good. Is it not? Then what is good? Wealth is good. Everyone tries for it. Huge wealth, if I can acquire, I will be happy. So they are trying to earn money. Is that money is the thing of happiness? But money is not the thing of happiness, enjoyment. He will not eat the papers, notes. He will not find any pleasure of his eyes by seeing them. But money is a thing against which he will secure the subjects of his senses. Good. But the subjects of senses is good for us, for bound souls. By money we shall secure this then. Food, drinking, scenery, sweet sound, smell, good smell, these are the subjects of our senses. We try to gather them in return of money. So we want money. But money is not our good object. Therefore, what is good? If I discuss this seriously, what stands lastly? What is good? Everyone is trying to secure the good. Even one ant, if he is pressed, he will pinch. He does not want that pressing. It is troublesome for him, painful for him. Everybody wants good of his body, of his mind, but not of his soul. We do not know what is the good of our soul, but we know what is good of our physical body or mind. But in ultimatum we see our imagination is wrong, because it lastly gives us trouble, sorrow, misery. So we, after judgment, reject them. No. We are doing work for securing money, for securing house, for securing wife, for securing children. Everybody is after these things. Every human being, not only human beings, but every creation, animals, etc., they also are after this, in search of this, and securing this. The things, food, sleeping, fear, fearless, ahara nidra bhai maithunancha, and satisfaction of the senses. These things are common with human beings and other creations, beasts. Samannam etat pasubhi narana. Equally present in human being and animal. So we are trying for what? What thing? We are trying for good food, delicious food, delicious table. Beast also try this, to secure this very good food. He has also the wanting of that sort of enjoyment. These things are common between human beings and other animals. But human beings are called the superior beings. On what point? On what point? Why human beings are superior to other animals?
They can discriminate. Animals cannot discriminate.
29. Cannot?
Discriminate. Animals
cannot judge the goodness properly. They have got. But after judging this, what we settle? After this sort of judgment, human being reaches what place? After this judgment, judging power, applying this power, what we can get the solution? What is the final of the judgment? What is good?
Crime.
I can't follow.
Crime.
No, I am not sure. What?
Crime is bhakti.
Huh?
Bhakti.
Prema. Oh, I see. Yes. I can't follow your tongue, please excuse me. Prem and bhakti. How can we understand? What, which is, What is prem?
Vatsari Sangha.
Yes.
Love.
Then you are not yourself. Get that knowledge. You yourself are not getting that knowledge. You are getting it from other person. It is not your own knowledge. By the company of the honest people or the devotees, you are getting such knowledge. And the beast cannot keep the company of the devotees or the expert men, human beings. This is the difference. They have no power. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayati. The prem or bhakti can be attained only by the company, keeping company with the devotees. With the company of non-devotees, you can't get the devotion. What do you mean by devotion? To secure or to devote, to get or to give. What do you mean by it? Devotion, devote. Devote means to give, not receiving. Receiving is bhog, enjoyment of own. But devotion, to give everything in physical body, mind, everything we possess, to give away for his enjoyment. Devote. Not to secure, oh God, give me my daily bread. It is a term of securing. Not devoting. But the true devotees do not secure, want to secure. Krishna tells them, tell me what you want, I shall give you everything. What you want? Well, no, I have no want. You tell me, what do you want? I will give you. This is the difference, opposite. Opposite. Do you want to give anything to other? Do you want to give your anything to somebody which is not relative to you? You can give everything to your dear ones. You can give every money, everything you possess to your child or to your wife, but not to others. But this sort of giving, if you give to a poor man, will it be devotion? Why not? You are giving it to the poor, everything. But it is not devotion. Other than God, if you give to other than God, is not devotion. But if you give to God, then it is devotion. You should devote to God only. If you devote for the country, if you devote for the poor, if you devote for the depressed, it will not be devotion. Religion is called to devote for others, father, mother, country, depressed classes, etc. But those are called karma. if we do not want the pleasure of my own senses, I want to give for the my life, for the sake of others' good. Will it be devotion? No. When it is devoted to God, then it is called devotion. One thing is becoming deferment in this point, whether it is for God's sake or for other than God's sake. When it is for the sake of other than God, then it is called karma. But this thing, this devotion, is called bhakti, by prem, when it is relating to God only. Nothing is so difficult. You can devote everything, whenever you will be able to devote everything for Him, to Him, then it will be devotion. Then you will be devotee. Is it not? Is there any difficulty to understand this? Surarse bhita shastre hori muddhisya jakriya saiva bhakti riti pukta jaya bhakti parabhavet. This is the statement in the book. Bhakti, devotion, is called when it is for the purpose, satisfaction of hori, not other than hori. If you devote for the sake of Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun, well, other gods, other, then it will not be devotion. Hori muddhisya. If you worship Durga, Kali, if you worship other gods, it will not be pure devotion. It is not called bhakti. It is karma. This sort of devotion, devoting work, is called karma. If you cook for your own self, for your own friends, for your wife, children, father, mother, etc., and even society, even depressed class, then it is karma. But whenever this cooking is for the satisfaction of God, Lord Krishna, then it is devotion. The same thing will give you different results. Different fruit. This is told by the sages or the great men, not the pure devotees. Bhita sastri horimuddhisya jakriya. When it is offered to Lord Krishna, hori, then it is devotion. But when it is offered to any other than hori, then it is karma. But we do not want to devote anything to hori. Why? We can devote by which my senses will be satisfied. We can devote money or everything to our wives. Why? Nagi. Our senses are greatly cherished by her. So we can pay him everything, give him everything. You can devote your things to a friend also, because he will help you in case of misery, in case of trouble. But finally it is seen that he will go away in case of trouble. He will not be your friend. When you are wealthy, then they will come and join you. But when you turn poor, they will go out. But Hari is not like that. He is the true friend. He is the true friend. True friend, Hari. But we are not understanding it. We do not believe it. Why? Why we do not understand that Hari is our true friend? We should devote for him. It is the best good. Nothing is best, more best, more good than this. Why do you not understand? Why do you not practice this? Why do you not do it? This is the influence of one potency of Hari, Maya. We are overpowered by that potency, for which we have got such against knowledge. Opposite knowledge. It is called in the Shastras that Pisachi Paile Jano Motichanna Hoy, Mayagrasta Jibir Hoy Sebhavudoy. When one is overpowered by any ghost spirit, he can't tell his own name. If you ask, who are you? He will not tell his own name. He will tell the name of that spirit, of that ghost. He will not be able to tell his own name. Who am I? If I am asked, what shall I answer? What shall I answer?
Maya
Das. Huh? Maya Das. Not like that. We say that I am human being. My name is such and such. Everything wrong. The true myself is forgotten by me. Who am I? This identification is forgotten by the influence of Maya. I am eternal servant of Lord Krishna. I can't tell now. I can't tell it and do it, do the service of him. I am eternal servant. This is the religion. Sanatana Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya Dev, after giving resignation in his post, the ministership of the Badsha, he joined him at Puri, at Benaras, and then asked him, I know that I have come to you only by the grace of you. Unless you graced me, I could not be able to come here, giving resignation to these sorts of wealth, this source of happiness, this source of pleasure, like a badsha, a king. Everyone wants to become a king, become emperor, because they think that that is the top of happiness. Everyone trying for that post. But I have resigned there. Why? I am mad. Are you mad, all? Yes, you are mad. It is the considerations of the bound soul. They call us mad. Good for nothing. We are good for nothing people. They are good for everything. By securing money, by securing building, by securing motor car, by securing palaces, beaches, they think we are proper good. But you are rejecting it. If you are offered one good, beautiful lady, no, I don't want it. No danang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, va jagadisa kama, you tell this. No, I don't want it. Why? Why you reject it?
Maya.
No, it is maya, no, it is yoga maya. We are devotees, reject these things by the influence of yoga maya. But who wants to enjoy them is under the influence of mahamaya. So, the judgment is different. What is good? We have things, these things are bad. Devotees think that these are bad, troublesome, painful, always giving trouble. Nityartida. Nityartida nkari. Place dankari, troublesome. Money is troublesome thing. Building is troublesome thing. Property is troublesome thing. Children is troublesome thing. Wife is troublesome thing. Everything is troublesome because it is not eternal. Because it is subtle, perishable. If you love the perishable thing, then you will suffer. If you love the perishable thing, Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavat has written, Nityartideena vittena durlabhena atma mittuna grihapatrapta pushuhi kapriti sadito ichaloi. In Ekadas Skanda it is written. Why we are not trying for them? Because we have faith in the words of Vyasadeva. But those who have got no faith in his word, they do not reject them. You are not willing to become wealthy. You are trying to be very poor, to give your wealth, to give your position, give up your position. Niskinchan, nothing of this world. You are wishing to become like this. You do not want to become a king. The possessor of everything. Is it not? King possesses everything. And those who are under the influence of Mahamaya try to possess like the king. They think that they will be happy if they can possess all these worldly things. But one religious devotee don't want. If it is given by God Himself, he will reject it. Nrisimhadev called Prahlad Maharaj. Beg me what you want. I shall give you everything you want. Everything. Whatever you like, I can give you. But the gods, other gods cannot give it like me. They cannot give it salvation. They can give you salvation, freedom from Maya. That is not under their jurisdiction. That portfolio is only kept for my own self. This has been uttered by the devotas, gods, demigods, to Muchakunda Raja, King Muchakunda. They were very pleased for his service in protection of heaven from the attack of demon, and afterwards they told him that we are very much satisfied and wish to give you blessing, so beg what you want except salvation. Bharam Vrinisya Bhadranti Ritei Kaivalya Maddana. You can pray everything but not salvation. Why? No, we are not able to give you that thing, that salvation. Only Vishnu is the possessor of that power. The portfolio is only reserved for him and no other. So the worship of Vishnu or Bhagavan Krishna is best. Why? By securing these worldly pleasures, things of worldly pleasures, we will get in trouble. Because Americans or other rich country, they are suffering. They are getting plenty of wealth, but not pleasure. They are getting trouble by that wealth. Nittarti dena vittina, durlavena atma mittuna, grihapattapta prasuji, kapriti sajito ichalui. How satisfaction can be attained by those things which are perishable, breakable in any moment? Is there any guarantee of your wife, of your children, of your money, of your whatever you possess? No guarantee. You are always anxious with them. If you get money in your pocket, then you will remain always anxious. And the more attachment, the more anxious will be made. And the more disassociated, the more anxiety will go up. Is it not? Again, but the men influenced by Maya do not think it for right. But it is truth. It is the greatest truth uttered by Vyasadeva. Nityarthida. In case of earning, you will have to take much pain, not easily earned. Money cannot be easily earned. Then when you are securing that money, then you will be happy. No, whenever it comes to your pocket, you will become very anxious. very fearful. May I be stabbed anywhere? May one attack me for this money? I may be attacked on the road, on the bus, on the train, everywhere. If you give it up, they will go away also. One kite got a piece of meat and he thought that I shall sit in a branch of tree and eat it peacefully. But another kite saw it, that kite has is in position of a meat. He began to fly after him. Then he also tried to save from him. He became very much anxious and very much troublesome. But whenever the piece of meat dropped from his mouth, the kite went after that meat and he was free of the trouble. Therefore consider whether securing these things, perishable things, you will be happy or not. It can't make you happy. Oh, so long we are not understanding this truth, we are trying after these things. But when we really understand it, we will give it up. Then we can say, no dhanam, no janam, no sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye. Then we can also answer Lord Krishna, no, I want nothing from you. These things which are given to me is troublesome thing. I don't want it. Why the sages or the hermits or the devotees do not try to secure these things? Are they physically weak? Are they mentally weak? Are they intelligentially weak? No weak. No weakness in any point. But this is the main cause, that they know that these things are very troublesome. These are not things of peace. These are not good. Whenever you become a king, then another king will declare war against you. Then why shall I go to become a king? If I get possession of plenty of wealth in my pocket, then the thieves or the robbers will follow me. Who is happy? Who has got nothing? He is happy. Niskinchan that man who has got nothing, which is being tried to secure by others, then there is no dispute. No one wants to dispute with the desert, securing the desert of another country. Any country is not trying to securing a desert land, but the fertile land they are fighting. But India is fertile land, so all the world is after securing, making many policies. How to secure it? No, I don't want your land. They are saying cause. They think, by 1 acre, how many months of paddy or wheat you secure growth? 20 months, we shall pay you 20 months, not 20 months, 25 months, 30 months I shall pay you. Is it not beneficial for you? You are getting 20 months, Parikar. And we are playing, we will give you 30 months, Parikar. But you will have to not cultivate, not even take pain. We shall give you. We shall plow. We shall cultivate. And make plenty of production and take that fee. Land will remain your own land. Don't want to secure that land. Your land will be remain with you. The paddy you grow, you are getting more than that paddy. What is harm? This policy is offered to India by the other NATO scheme. It is profitable, something that it is best thing. Our cultivators producing 20 months, but they are